So we are studying select excerpts from the sources on the topic of rising above reason in preparation for the World Kabbalah Convention, Rising Above Reason. The first excerpt comes from Rabash. He must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is. That the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here, he acquires the importance of the goal. And from here, he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good.
Shilot?
Questions?
Any shilot? Better.
No questions? Okay.
אז אני אשאל.
So I'll ask. According to what does he determine that the Creator is the good that does good? Truly. He still doesn't accept it in his organs, in his actual feelings. Well, let's keep going.
Second excerpt. Baal HaSulam says, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself, and the only reason that he wants to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by this, one annuls his own authority completely. And then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of good and doing good. But as long as he is in multiple authorities, meaning when he is still in two desires, both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
Who can help us understand what's going on here? Why, when he performs a certain action, that he's recommended to go above reason and maybe to relate to the Creator differently and the friends in the world? Why does it matter? Why suddenly can he see everything in the opposite way? that suddenly he can see the true world, and before he couldn't. Well, please.
Ken.
Yeah.
He writes that for himself he doesn't want to live.
So what?
So the Creator brought him to a certain beginning point that he has from himself. He went through many despairs and during the way in his life. And he brings him to that point from which he can start thinking about.
What are the despairs from?
From every one of the hopes he had in life, things he thought he would succeed with, his nature.
Went through all the degrees, he won the lottery and all kinds of games and all kinds of... All kinds of possibilities and opportunities, and wasn't successful in anything. And now I come here, let's say. And what then do I want?
I have hope that I'll have a reason to live.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think?
What
happens is that a person changes his goal in life. Instead of filling himself, he wants to adhere to the Creator. And then when he nullifies himself, like he says in the article, in the paragraph we read, he manages to adhere to the Creator. Then he says that the Creator is good, that does good.
Yeah, that's right. Even if he's not successful. Yep.
He writes that a person needs to cancel his own authority before the authority of the Creator. So what you ask is to come to annulment of one's authority a person cannot do alone. He needs help.
Now,
I think that the help that the Creator gives in the initial steps is that he brings a person gradually to a state where he almost wants to give up. And you can see this in the society where people go through not simple states, and only then they can come to complete subjugation. And then we also see the Creator helps, and all of a sudden the situation works out. It happens a lot of times, but in the first steps, in the initial steps, it seems almost like bad, it's causing us something bad. But now, the way I understand it, he is helping us in a kind of compelled way to experience that only when we surrender before him, we can get there. And then it kind of like gets etched in us gradually, and we can then operate with our own initiative because of this.
Okay. Yeah, you said it nice. Do you have an answer? Maybe someone else? Yeah, would you want to add?
Thank you very much, Rav. I think it's all the game of life. You play this game to the end. Degree by degree, you depict yourself what you want truly to discover, how you want to understand with your mind and then with the heart. And each time, stage after stage, you discover that this state becomes real eventually. This game becomes real. It's truly like an actor that's acting it all the way. He doesn't give up. He takes the role and
what role?
The role of wanting to be a bestower that you want to love. And even if you receive inside resistances, you play it all the way and you show everyone and the friends that this is what you want. This is your goal. And eventually, it becomes real. It gradually becomes more and more real. You also believe that the Creator is in you. and you ask from within you to emerge from this inclination that doesn't give you actually to reach love and bestowal, and you gradually emerge from this, go out of yourself through the society.
Okay, yep.
Yes, or no?
Does anybody have something to add? No. What, Dudi?
Can I ask?
On what we read?
About this topic of above reason.
Ask.
In what way does the 10 help a person rise above reason? What is its power of taking a person to above reason?
Well, that should be a question to you, not to me. In what can the 10 help a person acquire a degree above reason? To strengthen on that degree.
No.
Well, who can answer?
Ken.
Also yesterday in the article that we read, he made like this window where he said if a person is completely disconnected, only the importance of the society will help him rise above.
Yeah.
And here the matter of above reason requires importance because the Creator is concealed.
Between spirituality and corporeality, there's something in the middle that can connect a person to corporeality, or it could be connected to spirituality, and that's society. So when we connect to society and we're willing to use it, sorry for saying this, but to use it, so we can rise from this world to the next world. All in all, by holding on to society in all kinds of ways, which are corporeal and spiritual. And then we have a selection of means to use what we can do. And that's why specifically through society we can rise.
I want
to continue also. In what way is the force of the 10 operating a person and pushing him to rise above reason, and the force of the complete society, like the world clear, let's say in a convention when you gather, that can give one?
There is no difference. There's a difference in intensity, that the whole world clear is connected. So there's a greater intensity of a 10.
What can a person merit in a convention in order to rise above reason?
And
to differentiate it from the regular work that he does in the 10, what can he get out of there?
First of all, he connects to a vessel much more powerful. And now it depends on him. As much as he can activate himself and the vessel to connect between them, and in this way, rise. Either you sit on in a deshvo, you remember that car?
Citroën Ayashan.
Yeah, but an old Citroën. Citroën 4, what was it called? Yeah.
But it was a good car.
But it was a good car.
Mercedes.
Or a Mercedes.
A modern.
A modern kind. So it's a difference. But for a Kabbalist, it doesn't really, it's not so important, that difference. The main thing for him is just to be in it. to use the means.
מה תלוי כאן באדם?
What here depends on a person?
Everything depends on the person. Either he annuls himself towards the means or not. And then, it depends what the means are.
Now we can also be in that same car, yes, like you just said right now, this modern car. Meaning now too you can absorb forces from the world. It doesn't have to be in the convention. In what way is this moment different where the whole world is together and the stature of a convention? What's different here?
In the convention, the vessel is a lot more powerful. You can connect your carriage
Citroën,
instead of the Citroën, to the Mercedes, or even more.
Why can't I do this now? What am I missing now in order to connect?
It depends what you're annulling yourself towards.
השאלה שלי על הזמן בעצם, על המעמד.
My question is about the time of this state. And what is this state different than that I can absorb now more than I can from a regular state?
The fact that people gather in one place and participate together and they want to be truly connected through corporeality to spirituality, that's an intensity.
In
a week and a half, we're going to be together, the whole world clique, in a convention. What can we, the whole world clique, and Nebuch, take out of this? What leap can we do spiritually?
That we take all the thoughts, all the desires, all the goals of our friends, along with their internality that is there,
and
we raise it to that goal, and they connect together as one vessel, and we can all enjoy that achap, that vessel,
that
as much as we raise our vessels to it and want to connect, by this, we're actually working on the Galgalta Enayim, on connecting those vessels. And then we raise them higher. And that's how we can attain the light.
What is to attain the degree of faith above reason?
I don't
know how to explain it. To attain
להשיג
to attain confidence that that faith, the degree of faith is more important than attainment.
It sounds
like it's very much worthwhile for the will to receive.
Obviously, it's worthwhile to the will to receive, just not before the transition. If the will to receive would understand that it's gaining something from changing the vessels, obviously it was for it. But the will to receive can't see it. That's why it's giving us, it's letting us connect to this degree only by bestowing. That we can disconnect from our vessels of reception and connect to vessels of bestowal.
We as friends, we need to give confidence to one another that there's like a benefit from this above reason and to kind of stimulate each other towards that.
Reward, a profit, yes, it depends on what though. It's not a corporeal profit. It's not a profit in the same vessels, in the same discernments, in the same preparations, the same understanding we have. It's not the same profit. It's a profit in attaining the force of bestowal. That, let's say, in our world, there is a force that bestows. It stands behind all events and all the actions. And we want to discover it. But for that, we need to change in order to feel it, in order to draw it. It's there behind all these lumps that our world is made of. But how will we connect to them?
So faith is actually connection to the one force?
Let's say that. Yes. For now, it's easier.
Can.
Yeah.
כתוב כאן בקטע הראשון.
It's written here in the first excerpt that we need to believe above reason and to depict to oneself. I remember it's written somewhere that it's called the force of depiction, where a person has the ability to draw, to depict. I want to ask because I think it's the beginning point. How do we attain the force of depicting this reality that doesn't exist in my feeling? How do we acquire such a force?
I don't think we need that so much. We need a force to depict spirituality,
where I will be able to depict to myself a reality that is not in my feeling. Yes, it's kind of like I have in my feeling that the Creator is good, that does good and governs it. And when I look within reason, you don't have it. But to kind of depict an additional reality that we don't have in our feeling seems unnatural, that a person can somehow depict an additional reality that suddenly starts to live within him. Is that not like some kind of special force, Rav?
Yeah, but I don't understand what you want, really.
I feel that we don't always know what it is to depict to oneself, because it's written that this is actually the way we have to do that. We have to do that.
Well, let's say to depict yourself. Well,
so in many cases, we cannot imagine what's outside of the body because the body kind of remains in the picture that we're used to.
Of course, because it's him doing it.
So the question is, what does it mean that the body is demanding a certain picture from me right now? What does it mean that I'm kind of picturing against it a different picture? It requires a certain force.
Yes.
So here I think the beginning point that we have to grasp is what a person needs to do to depict a new reality. He has this force that demands from him to remain in the reality he's in.
Yeah. Don't know what to tell you. Don't have words.
Ken.
Yeah.
Rav,
you talked about there being a median stage between Kabbalah and spirituality, which is the society, and we receive the importance and greatness of the Creator from the society.
Yeah.
And this is something that's very important in order to give us and to advance. But nevertheless, there's importance that we receive from the society, so it will not be in the direction of bestowal. We can fall and enjoy this.
I don't understand your description.
If I suddenly enjoy the greatness of the friends or the greatness of the Creator, if I enjoy that,
so it could be egoistic.
Exactly. So how can we use that force specifically in the direction of bestowal and not fall egoistically when you get an impression and greatness? Especially in a convention, we receive such forces. So how can you use all the forces of the society so they will truly be in order to bestow, or for bestowal?
Only under the condition that you talk to them, you awaken them, and they're willing to go through a spiritual uplifting, warm them up, and then together do some kind of work.
And a person's preparation, what does a person need to aim when he receives this greatness? What does each need to do when he receives the importance of spirituality?
If a person sees some kind of spiritual depiction before him, so he has to annul, he has an opportunity. In this way, he connects to that, to that depiction, to that spiritual influence.
And now when he connects to this connection of spiritual bestowal, what will make sure that he won't fall?
Nothing.
Nothing. So what's in the connection with the friends that he can move forward?
Only to connect and draw more friends and more friends until they become as one bundle and they can hold on to each other. Till the next ascent. And there even more and even more from one degree to the next. And it becomes more difficult.
It's written in excerpt 2, in the first sentence, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator.
Yeah.
There's a feeling that you can't. Should we stand on that point, or?
No. You can't, but he writes another thing. Keep going. And maybe at some point you can really see that transition from your observation in yourself to a spiritual observation. And then you'll be able to jump on that train that limits you.
If you need to make the first step and you see that you're not capable of making this step,
yes, for now,
then again, the question, stand on that point where you can't do this step,
but
expect mercy. But you can't lie that
mercy is a condition from the Creator that comes as an answer to a person's deeds.
It's a great effort to hold on to the feeling of not being able to do anything about the truth.
When you understand that you have nothing, you start searching still in all your opportunities, abilities, what could be the transition here? What's your springboard from one train to the other? Clear? Yeah.
Good
morning, Rav. I wanted to ask you, you said that society is between spirituality and corporeality.
Yes.
So you give a lot of importance to society. Society, to me, is...
It's written, preparation for the convention.
Yeah, so each one here wants to go above reason.
Yes.
Each one has his deficiency.
So
how can a person use society in order to go above reason?
Look, we here need to seemingly battle against the Creator, against nature, against all that's in us. And that's why this transition is not natural. And wherever it's not natural, I need to find forces that do not exist in our nature. Those forces are the forces of the society, first of all, which I can learn from such actions that are unnatural to me. And this is how I come to the beginning of Lishma, meaning when I'm ready, I want to move to this, I just don't know how. So I'm told, how you can, will you do this? You need to depict to yourself that Lishma is more important than Lo Lishma, what you have now. And I perform exercises. Exercises, effort, prayer to succeed, and again. And this is how we do it, step after step.
So all the forces are always there, just the person needs to come closer to those forces.
Yes, of course.
And see them and feel them.
Yes. You? Yes?
When a person is in society and feels good, so there's no problem to say easily that the upper force is the good that does good.
That's a society in the synagogue.
Okay, but it's a state that you can understand that even when I don't feel good, if I start thinking for the good of the friend, could this be the only way for a person to increase this tendency of above reason? That there's no other way. Above reason for me, first of all, is to feel that the friend will feel good.
So it'll be good in him.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Yes, no. For me not to have good, that does not have to anything to do with the friend or the transition towards something else.
That the friend will feel good, is that above reason?
Yes.
You
said it correctly. Yes.
To continue David's question, if we feel we need the force of depiction, can we get a force to depict something except for the body? If we ask for a force to depict such a state,
Maybe I don't understand exactly the question.
I don't have the forces to depict what it says. Ask.
I don't know. I can't say.
You can get such a force.
Everything can be done from above.
Thank you.
Who was? There was someone else there?
No.
No? No, together with him? There was a hand.
No.
Well.
Rabash told us that the order of the work, a person has to know two things, what state he's in and what his goal is. From this knowledge, a gap has to develop in a person, a deficiency that he's not where he's supposed to be. And this deficiency is the only thing a person has to bring before the Creator. The rest, the Creator gives him the force to annul everything he needs on the path. A person just has to bring this deficiency. So he also wrote that a person, because the next degree, it's all foggy, it's vague, he doesn't know what it is. If it was clear, he'd already be there, because it's the only darkness there, it's not clear. So towards the next degree, a person is in a lack of awareness, and the only advice he has for this lack of awareness is to connect to people and get confidence from them and courage to go, well, let's say in faith above reason. So I want to continue Avi's question. We come to society once as someone who needs something. I need to come get forces from society, otherwise I have no chance. But there's like another hat. We're also part of the friends. We together have to establish society's character, that it should be a place that can give friends forces too. So I'm trying to think, what do we need to do? What should we agree on between us so our society would be a source that gives forces to friends when they need the forces, when they're in a lack of awareness? What stakes can we put in the ground and sign a contract? These are the foundations of our society, and from here we can give that. You said that we need to, that the faith will be more important than attainment, that will have the forces to go above reason. In what do we have to invest to build such a society? First, we have to learn how to come out of our will to receive and enter in such a desire that we go higher and higher. And then that desire, it's not just a desire to bestow. It's that we build it upon all of our desires to receive in parallel. And we need to see that matter, that fuel to rise on. What can we rise with?
So we need to constantly be in a society that raises the importance for spirituality for us above everything. And the lowliness of the desire to receive and corporeality below everything. That's what we actually need to build. And this needs to be clear and needs to be there in a clear manner in the heart of a person. And in such a way he relates to all kinds of actions, discernments, values that he approaches. Well, there's a lot more, but I don't know how.
I have a feeling that there's friends that I get forces from them.
Okay?
I have a complaint towards myself that maybe I'm not giving enough of this force. It's like something we have to teach ourselves, how to build the society you're talking about, that they'll give us forces to go above reason.
Yes.
It's as if we have to learn this from the friends. Rabash guides us, you guide us, but it's something that has to come from the gathering of the friends, that friends who have forces, that it's implanted in them, and there are many of them here. But we have to teach all of us how to adhere to that line.
Yes. Undoubtedly, that's something we learn from the environment.
No.
Yes, well.
Rav, שמעתי שאמרת שאנחנו
לוקחים. I heard you said that we take all thoughts and desires of our friends and raise it as one vessel, and then we can all enjoy that achap. And we work on Galgalta Einayim, which is the connection of those vessels. I wanted to ask how to connect to desires and thoughts of the friends. How to receive something that is against me, external of me, different from me.
There's nothing contradicted or external from you. You tell me what?
For instance,
for example, all those things that we value things that we, when we disregard something, then others also disparage the same things. If there are some kind of things that are out of the ordinary, they come out of the society and they remain in the society in the same. That remain in the same things.
So we're searching in the friends for their desires that yearn for the Creator.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, how are they our friends?
And what do we do in order to connect to those desires? What does it mean to make one vessel of this? To raise it to the upper one.
It's to connect between us to one goal. And then we begin to connect between us our desires to the same goal and to connect them together.
So to take a force from the friends, from their desires, from their yearnings.
Yes. See how rockets are made these days. They put a lot of fuels inside there, and that's how they make it more powerful.
So we want to build a missile of love.
Yes. No more questions besides Chanoch?
Ken.
Yes.
I'll try to ask, let's say there's 2 degrees.
No.
Spirituality and corporeality. And there's society that can raise me to spirituality. They're like an elevator. So let's say entering the elevator is annulling to the society. But what's the action that makes the elevator rise?
That we're all working on the greatness of the goal.
On my behalf, what does it mean to push on the button that you sent to spirituality?
That you want to join the same values like others. nullify before them, yes, the same goal. And you're adding those forces on your behalf to them as well.
The last 2 weeks, we're talking a lot about above reason. But in my feeling, and it's a personal feeling, we're trying to dissect in reason how to go above reason.
Yes, it's still that way.
Is that a right approach?
In the beginning, yes, because we don't know what above reason is, but we're trying to build it within reason. Yes.
Is it possible?
It's impossible, but it usually happens that way. After that, we already come to Lishma.
So what's the next state after scrutinizing in reason what above reason is and understanding that in this way we won't get there? So what's the next stage?
The next stage is that we cannot be in using of the desire to receive, to rise by the desire to receive. But unless we raise ourselves to a higher degree of bestowal, and greater bestowal can only be through a greater desire to receive, in which we rise above by it specifically.
The question is, advancing to above reason, is that specific or is it in general, like a general push towards society and at some point it comes there? Or are there things more concentrated that I can concentrate on?
Yes and no. I'll tell you. It's similar to an elevator that is constantly going up and up, but it's like a chain. It raises and raises people, lifts and lifts people. So whoever enters, enters. Whoever rises up, rises up. But it's all according to those laws that operates according.
But are there specific things that we should increase them? Let's say here they were saying to try and depict the state caught above reason. Or
No. It's actually the opposite of that. Don't depict that state.
So just the push in general ahead.
Yes, we don't know. It just repels us backwards.
Because it feels like there's a door that we have to find, and once we find it, we'll be able to enter.
No. It's a broad stripe that whoever enters already rises above.
Ken.
Yes.
קצת להמשיך בזה בכיוון, גם במאמר הוא נגע בזה.
In the article he mentioned that a person who advances can get also two malfunctions from society. One is that he supposedly works in concealment, he works concealed, and he also has complaints about that, and he also works in revelation and then gets honor, works for honor. In my feeling, we have an issue with this because it kind of releases the true pressure that a person has to reach the plea, that he gets a satisfaction from something like on the side and doesn't see that he's really lacking something greater.
That will get balanced out later. It could be, but later it will be corrected. It will be corrected. These things, pride and honor maybe and something else, control, these things are small. There will be many of them with us in each and every one of us, but they later disappear.
They
disappear. Well, what do you want, Chanoch? I want to relate to Rani's words that there are people in the society that we receive forces from, and an example from. On Friday, I was in the kitchen, and Rani was my manager in the kitchen. And he cared for me so greatly. He really cared for me about me, and he wrapped me with all that I need so that I will go through this duty in the best way, and I'll sustain myself. Until this day, I'm really moved from that example I received from him of what a friend is that wraps you with love and concern and care. He simply went around me all the time just so I won't lack, so I'll feel good that I'm bringing my role and my pleasure that I can bring to Bnei Baruch. It's just amazing that we have such friends with such a huge, big heart, which care this way, and they even think that they're looking for examples from other people. It's unbelievable, this thing. Wonderful. See, Rani, there are such people that suddenly see in you something that... Very good. Very good. We need these things. Yes. Yes, Moshe.
What's the difference between above reason to like a regular preference in corporeality that I might not feel something in reason and I go above it? Is there a difference?
In corporeality, when you go above reason, it just seems to you like it's above reason. You're nevertheless making a calculation from your ego.
Yeah.
In your ego. That it's worthwhile.
Even though I don't feel something in reason, but I have the forces from society to go above it.
Yes.
So, and what is that different than the above reason we're speaking here?
We are talking about spirituality that we're seeking in our world for forces, cases that can help us rise to a degree above reason. And to rise to this degree, we can only when we reach the sustaining of these laws that are not logical. And then we need strengthening in this, and these forces help us grip onto them.
Still an example. In our world, you say that you can't eat sweet, you'll have diabetes, I don't know what. So maybe it's right or not, but let's say I believe and I go for it. Same thing here. What's irrational here? You're saying I have to connect. In reason, I don't understand it, don't feel it, but I still go and do actions to connect. What's the difference? Can you give me an example what above reason is? One example to understand that we're in the direction. It seems to me like the same preference. Just like in corporeality.
No. Above reason, you cannot make calculations within reason. You're doing a calculation within reason, and then you make it above reason.
No.
Dugma. Well,
Dugma.
Example. I need to move now
to
certain actions which I'm not capable of carrying out. So I enter the society, take values from them, and forces, and although it is completely, completely not good for me, not worthwhile for me, according to my mind and feeling, I accept them upon me, and thus try to rise to another degree.
So then what is that different than corporeality? There are many things that in reason I don't accept, but I go into society, society appreciates them, and there's completely weird things. So, and what is it different?
I don't know. Right now, I can't concentrate and give
so many writings about above reason, and supposedly there's no...
You see to what extent they themselves can't express it, because there are no such examples in our world.
The most clear example that Rabash wrote about the $1,000 in the envelope there. That I give back to you $1 and I tell you there's $1,000 in there. But again, it's an example that we don't really use. I don't behave that way in corporeality. If I give you $1,000 and you're going to give me one, I'm not going to believe. Meaning, we don't behave with that law.
I don't think you're correct with that example specifically.
That's how I have to behave with my friends.
If you behave that way to a friend where he'll give you back in your feeling for sure $1,000, although you see they're only a dollar.
So I have to shut up and say, I guess I was wrong?
Yes.
Just like that?
Yes.
I can't
say. Also now we left the above reason and within reason and the differences between this and that.
Ma.
What?
No.
Well?
אפשר להגיד דוגמה למעלה מהדעת
example for above reason, if we connect and enter spiritual degree, we can affect corporeal Israel and the whole world as an example to go above reason.
זה לא שייך אחד לשני.
One thing has nothing to do with the other.
That's what Baal HaSulam says, that if the nation of Israel enters internality, the whole world rises. If we go in externality, the whole world goes down. So is that above reason?
Above the reason of who? That's not.
I don't see it. If we enter spirituality, Bnei Baruch, or come closer to the Creator, we will affect the whole world to rise with us. Or is that written in one of the introductions that the internality of Israel, when they rise the whole world with them?
That is according to the structure. It's not that that's how it happens.
But that's not an our reason.
It's not within reason, but we don't see this with our eyes because the connection between the nations we don't understand, we don't feel, but it's really like that.
It's written that if there's no deficiency, so there's no vessel. The more we have a deficiency for above reason or to enter spirituality or to connect in this way, we'll be able to bring a deficiency to the Creator. And that brings him contentment, the bigger a deficiency we give him. So is that above reason?
Why above reason?
Because if I ask someone on the street or someone who doesn't study Kabbalah,
that's not important.
They don't have that reason.
They have a different opinion. We have a different opinion, a different reason. The fact that he doesn't need what I need does not mean that what I have is above the reason.
That's not called to depict what we're describing, what will be if we do a certain action. We don't get closer to it.
Well, I have my own deficiency. Someone else has his own deficiency. And those deficiencies have no influence on one another. Let's say they don't. From a different society.
I'm talking about our society. You have a deficiency. We have a deficiency. Everything, everyone here has a deficiency. We come at 3 a.m. We want to incorporate with everyone's deficiencies. Also, each one asking a question really wants to go above reason. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask this question.
Yes. And?
So that's
the work we're doing. I don't know how to express this, but we have to increase it more and more and more and incorporate in one another.
Yes.
To increase the deficiency for above reason.
Yes, and the main thing is to connect and incorporate, nevertheless.
Thank you.
Yes, Gilad.
It's interesting that in the article he called above reason something else, something I've never heard. What I understood is that he said that,
well,
when a person is already in recognition of evil and somewhat he understands that his will to receive is the problem, and he understands it, but he won't still go with it. And then above reason, he's drawn into the will to receive. He keeps staying with it. He states it a few times in this article.
Find that excerpt.
Oh,
let's let go of it. Maybe I didn't understand it. Well, the question is, can you really understand what above reason is only when you've filled the limit of the...
Yes.
That you can't be in the world to receive anymore.
Right.
And only then you can rise above it.
Yes, above reason also works with what intensity that it's collected.
No, I don't.
Yes. Well, sir...
So what I understand as much as it's against nature to connect with the friends and the ten, but a person still needs to make efforts to love him, and that's what will help him go above reason.
Yes.
Even though it's against nature, but a lot of times we're in that same state. We talk, workshops, but his internality is still always against that connection. So this resisting force, the will to receive, he should use it in a way that he can go above it and love the friend and really love him from the heart.
Yes, as much as he's capable. You're right.
Ken.
Yes.
In
that same direction, above reason just has to be completely against the reason, or
no,
well, continue.
For
example, someone was saying about Bala Sulam, that if all of Israel will enter spirituality, we'll be able to see it in the whole world.
Well,
I don't feel against it, but maybe I haven't reached that. It's not against it. I can understand. I have faith in our sages. But above reason, it's something that's against my feeling. Is that right or not?
Yes. Yes, above reason is against your feeling. Yes. Well.
חברים יקרים, רב יקר, אנחנו פיטי 23.
Dear friends, dear Rav, we're PT 23. We stood up to say how important the preparation to the Congress is, what we're going through, and we're really expecting to reach that limit that we'll be able to attain this work and working in above reason. And as a preparation to the Congress, we've all registered. We had the privilege to lead the Yeshivat Chaverim that's coming up towards the Congress. And we're really expecting that the whole society will reach that degree. And can we ask a question?
Well,
רצינו לשאול מה העבודה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות.
We wanted to ask what's the work we have to do in the preparation, so during the Congress we'll have the right deficiency to use it to ascend to above reason.
איך אני צריך להשפיע על החבר?
How do I need to bestow upon a friend and the small society and all our society?
כדי לדחוף אותם ל...
In order to push them to the degree of faith above reason.
מה עליי לעשות כדי...
What do I need to do
לדחוף אותם
in order to push them to the degree of above reason.
תודה.
Thank you.
זה כדאי. כן, משה.
This is worthwhile. Yes, משה.
יש לנו דיווח על הכנס. אנחנו רוצים לספר
על... We have an announcement.
שאנחנו נלמד בכנס על חומרי הלימוד. אז יש לנו בכנס...
So we want to announce our study materials. We have four lessons, and we're all chosen according to what the friends recommended. So we want to scrutinize this new degree of above reason. So the lessons will be...
So the first lesson is called Faith Above Reason Only with the Friends. The second one is Annulment and Incorporation. The third lesson, Ready for Prayer. And lesson four, From the Adhesion of the Friends to Adhesion with the Creator.
We want to come to these lessons in a new way, because we never learned these topics, and we want to scrutinize something new with Rav. So, first of all, Rav, if you want to relate to these topics you saw.
I didn't have the chance to digest them, to absorb them, to taste something, feel. I also don't find it here, this table here on my side. So we need to somehow bring them closer to us.
And
then we'll talk, we'll discuss it, yes. But it's not important. You know that even it doesn't matter what you're doing, each convention has its own flow, and it will flow according to the audience.
Also, we wanted to tell you that the items between the lessons, the tens here and in the whole world, we are preparing the meals, that there'll be very emotional content, very strong, very connected to the topics of the lessons. We'll have Yeshivot Chaverim, we'll have preparations before, we'll have special breaks, that they won't be breaks, it's going to be times of connection.
And
let's hear who the tens will be that's preparing the content. We'll think about them.
Yes, so we have the preparation for the first lesson. The social time is done by PT 12 together with Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. It will be a gathering of friends. Then we have a meal that PT2 together with Tel Aviv 3 are working with, together on. Then there's a social time before the second lesson that PT6 is doing, and a meal after that, PT13 together with Turkey. Then there's social time that PT3 are leading. After that, we have a meal that PT11 together with Kiev are running and working on. After that, another social time before lesson number 4 that PT7 in Moscow are arranging for us, and the last meal, PT5, together with New York and Toronto are also organizing. It's truly feeling like this convention is born, not the convention is born, but this degree is being born from the connect to the tens, and it's truly, everyone is in fear towards this, in this delicate touch towards it.
Nice.
We're inviting everyone to register, also those who are coming to the mirror conventions, also those who are coming here physically, and also whoever will be virtually, not because it's a convention, because it's the necessary degree for us as students.
Nechaim. Nechaim. And is there music? And all those shows.
Yes, there's a band, there's everything.
Great, and what about the food?
As usual, we're preparing the building here, a special menu. We're also waiting for everyone and for all those who are here in Israel. We're ready to receive everyone. It's important to register for everyone, of course. And because of the state of security in Israel, we're not inviting the world leader, not recommending. We will gladly accept everyone in our next convention in the fall that we'll have in September. And there we will open our home and maybe also open everything for everyone. But this way we're ready, we're asking everyone to register as fast as possible and to be with us here for 2 days in connection above reason.
Another question, Rav, what's special in this Congress is that there are a lot of mirror Congresses all over the world, Klee, a lot of gatherings. It turns out that our center,
Israel,
yeah, the center is between us around the world. And what expression can this have in the Congress that the center is felt, that it's all these gatherings, all of us together?
This is truly the global center of the world, and it's spread around the world, and that's why we need in such a way to behave. It could be that we need to give all kinds of places upon the globe to give them a place to express themselves. Because it's also not worthwhile for it to just be by us, but under the condition that they're ready and can do this in a solid manner. Yes? So let it be. It's worth it. Well, and later, near the upcoming winter, there will be bigger changes. Also, security, also spiritual, it'll be better. And then we will connect maybe in a very broad manner, as we wanted to do this, let's say in Turkey or some place, some huge place. And
Ken.
Can I ask something, since we're going to be downstairs during the lessons? and you don't have the screens, so many times in big congresses, you don't see the groups in the world, and they don't get usually an ability to ask because of that state. So if it's possible to make a change in technology so you can relate to them in the Congress too.
How? We need to buy all kinds of screens and devices. I don't know.
Well, you have a monitor, but the feeling is that in the size of that hall downstairs, it's kind of difficult to grasp the world kli.
I understand. Is this depends on me that you're asking?
I just saw that usually it's like that. I don't know who it depends on.
What needs to be done?
Because it's their gatherings in the whole world and they can't come here. So maybe we can find a solution that it will happen, that you'll be able to hear questions from them and not only from the hall.
I understand. I can do whatever I can. You scrutinize together with everyone around and we'll do what we can.
We
will do it. Of course, we want everyone to be satisfied. That's the main thing. I don't understand in that technology, but yes, that's it. If that's it, then what are we doing?
I'll give a few announcements before we end.
Please.
So as we said, the Congress is coming closer. It'll be on the day Saturday, Sunday, 18th, 19th of May. All details on convention.kli.one. Everyone in Israel or overseas or at home, we're all registering. So go in and register if you haven't done it yet. Who are you, the nation of Israel? Coming up before Independence Day, we're going to have an evening of strengthening the Israeli spirits. This Thursday, 9th of May.
You
can invite friends and family members. Details on Kabbalah. And today's schedule, at noon the lesson, 5:30 reading tests. 7:30 reading Zohar. We'll end with a song.
Adam shemuli mamash kamoni. Adam shemuli nirgash kamoni. Adam shemuli noshem kamoni. Atzeni yachol, atzeni yachol leavdil oto mimeni. Atzeni yachol, atzeni yachol leavdil oto mimeni. Al ta'ase lecha vecha ma shesanu alecha. Al ta'ase lecha vecha ma shesanu alecha. Atcheni yachol, atcheni yachol leavdil oto mimeni. Atcheni yachol, atcheni yachol leavdil oto mimeni. Al ta'ase lecha vecha ma shesanu alecha. לחברך